Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the personalities, lore, and culture of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. Leon Chew Berry ranks among the giants of jazz saxophonists who, during the 1930s, helped to make tenor sax into the central focus of instrumental jazz. Sadly, Chew Berry's career was cut short at age 31 by an automobile accident, but nonetheless, for about 7 or 8 years, he was frequently in demand as a session player for some of the finest and most progressive musicians of the swing era. In this hour, we'll hear him with Lionel Hampton, Teddy Wilson, Cab Calloway, and Fletcher Henderson. Chew Berry's recordings are remarkable for their harmonic and rhythmic sophistication, swing and drive, particularly on up-tempo recordings, many of them made with his longtime buddy and jam session partner, Roy Little Jazz Eldridge. Here's a perfect example, Gene Krupa's swing band with Eldridge, Benny Goodman, and Chew Berry. I hope Gabriel likes my music. Leon Chew Berry was born September 13, 1910. He was quite a saxophone master and follower of Coleman Hawkins, but he had a more vehement attack and a sharper tone than Hawkins. His phrasing was more firmly poised on all four beats to the bar. He had a meteoric career, starting 1933 with Spike Hughes, on to Fletcher Henderson's orchestra in 1935, with Teddy Hill's Fine Band. Then Chew went on to popular success with Cab Calloway. Chew Berry was a large man. In college, he'd been offered a career as a professional football player, but decided on music instead. His nickname, Chew, C-H-U, was given him at the time he joined the band of Sammy Stewart, about 1929. And at the time, Berry sported a goatee, a beard, and a mustache, and lead alto player Billy Stewart began calling him Chu Chin Chow, because he thought he looked like a Chinaman, quote-unquote, and so that was later shortened to Chu, C-H-U, although it's often erroneously cited as Chu, C-H-E-W. Also in the late 30s, Chew Berry was much in demand for jam sessions, studio work, pickup recording sessions, including some sessions under his own name, the very fine Chew Berry's Stompy Stevedores, and that's where we start. We'll be hearing in this set from the Stompy Stevedores, Maelstrom, Back Home Again in Indiana, Chew Berry Jam. This was composed by Chew for the session. We'll end the set with a Teddy Wilson session from 1936 that Chew Berry was on, Buster Bailey clarinet. Also, Roy Eldridge, Mr. Little Jazz, is in on this 1936 Teddy Wilson recording that concludes the set. We start with a tune that was one of Chew Berry's favorites. He seemed to love to play it. He recorded a lot. The Limehouse Blues from 1937, Chew Berry's Stompy Stevedores, who are the personnel responsible for the first 1, 2, 3, 4 tunes here, Limehouse Blues, Maelstrom, Back Home Again in Indiana, and Chew Berry Jam.
Thank you.
great swinging band of Teddy Wilson from 1936, Roy Eldridge, Little Jazz, leading the band in grand style, and Israel Crosby bass from 1936. We started the set with four from Chew Berry's Stompy Stevedores, Limehouse Blues, one of his favorites, Maelstrom, Back Home Again in Indiana, and Chew Berry Jam. Dave Radler with you for Jazz Rhythm, tribute to jazz saxophone master Chew Berry with the Hot Lips Page, and more from the Stompy Stevedores. Chew became very popular in the 1930s. Of the 130 sides he recorded with the Cab Calloway Orchestra, 83 contain a Chew solo. He's given more exposure on those records than any other instrumentalist in Cab's band. And despite Cab's antics, the band had many very good, solidly musical swinging arrangements and was one of the best of the swing era. Chew led a punchy, tight sax section, and by 1937, Chew was much in demand as a sideman and studio work and leading his own Stompy Stevedores. Chew Berry was advancing his own style beyond the influence of Coleman Hawkins, which had been his initial inspiration. Berry's rhythmic sense was more firmly rooted in four beats to the measure rather than the two beats of the first and third. This made for a more flowing, less choppy melody line. Second, his explorations of melody went deeper and deeper, taking Berry more and more along the line of development that Lester Young and his followers were exploring. Third, Berry's later solos, where he has room, such as on Too Marvelous for Words, which we're about to hear with the Stompy Stevedores, explore rather long, complex solo improvisations. They're made to seem very simple and easy because of his terrific sense of swing and lightness of tone and rhythm. As I say, we'll start the set with his Stompy Stevedores band. Hot Lips Page, the trumpet and vocal on this one, Buster Bailey, clarinet, Horace Henderson, piano and arranger, Cozy Cole drums, the tune Too Marvelous for Words. Then from 1937, again, vocal by Hot Lips Page, Now You're Talking My Language. And then we turn to 1938. This is Chew Berry and his Little Jazz ensemble, again featuring Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Sid Catlett on the drums, and Danny Barker on guitar. On Jazz Rhythm, music of Chew Berry featured.
Marvelous words like glorious, glamorous, and all that old style namorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. Just have me dance well enough. You much too much, and very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a little song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. Thank you.
language. Maybe we're getting somewhere. You said something when you said love. As you stepped in my kitchen, baby, we were getting nowhere. You said nothing till you said love. Our little conversation drifted just like the tide. Thought I had passed my station and you were taking me for a ride. But now you talking my language. Baby, now we're getting somewhere. You said something when you said love.
Swing.
Where you want to go, Chew?
Let's go down the subway.
You know, who's working down there?
Clyde's working down there, man. You know who Clyde are. And they kept swinging out already. Come on, Jazz, get your horn out. Man. Let's go.
Chew Berry, banging away at that, and he was accompanied, of course, by Roy Eldridge, waxing poetic there on Sittin' In, Chew Berry and his Little Jazz Ensemble from 1938. Danny Barker sounding good on guitar. Too Marvelous for Words started the set, Chew Berry's Stompy Stevedores from 1937, as was Now You're Talking My Language, with Hot Lips Page talking our language on vocal and trumpet, Buster Bailey, clarinet, Horace Henderson, piano and arranger. He must have lent a lot of skill to that organization because he was a wonderful arranger. And Cozy Cole drums. ¶¶
You're in tune with jazz, rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me. Still ahead, more from jazz tenor saxophone giant Chu Berry with Cab Calloway, Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, and a spectacular performance with Lionel Hampton. If you have any questions, comments, or would like a playlist for any program, you can contact me through the Jazz Rhythm website, where you'll find more about early jazz and links to interesting jazz websites worldwide. That's www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Jazzhot, one word, Big Step, also one word, .com. This is Chu Berry's Jazz Ensemble of 1941 with trumpeter Hot Lips Page, the tune Blowing Up a Breeze.